Welcome inside the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. I'm John Ledyard. He's Trevor Sikkema, both of us from thedraftnetwork.com. Today is Thursday, which means, Trevor, we are talking about NFL predictions for week 10? Can that be true?
It is week 10.
Oh, my God.
Are we burying people this week, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, you better buck up, because...
All right. Hold on. Let me look.
We got some funerals to get to here.
All right, let me look. All right, do you have the list? You have the list in front of you?
Yes, here's who we've buried so far. Raiders, Cardinals, Giants, 49ers, Colts, Bills, Browns. Looking over the rankings, who do you want to add to that group?
No, that's not how it goes. You know you're the one who presents it at the table.
I've got to prompt you.
And I'm always the one who's got to go back and forth.
Okay, so the Browns were who we buried last week.
By the way, we have buried out of the, what is it, seven teams, I think? Out of the seven teams that we buried so far, six of them are picking 1 through 6 in the draft right now.
Right.
And the other one is Indianapolis, which is picking 9th.
Right. Which is
so we're pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Exactly. And we're going to be doing even better now because the Jets are 3-6 and they need to be added. 3-6. Sam Darnold's hurt and not playing this week. Not that it would matter because he's thrown like 15 picks.
Yeah, they've lost 3 in a row. They're Dunsky.
Okay. All right. I didn't even need to sell you on that. That's good. That's reassuring. That tells me we're headed in the right direction here. We already buried Cleveland last week, and then they proceeded to lose again,
I'm in a cynical mood this week. So,
there you go. Good, good. This is where we need you to be. Now, last week, you kept Jacksonville alive, and they've been on a bye. So I'm assuming you're going to be okay with this still. Because everybody else lost, basically, to be in competition with Jacksonville. Jets lost. Colts were on a bye. Browns lost. Broncos lost.
I'm keeping Jacksonville alive.
Okay. Keep Jacksonville alive. How about...
Boy, they've lost 4 straight?
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeesh!
They're bad. 3-5, though. I agree. That defense could find themselves, and they could, you know, I don't want to bury them yet either. How about Denver? 3-6. Right. They've lost...
I knew you were going to ask me that. Hold
2
on.
In a row, and I think 4 or 5 of 6.
Right. Lost 2 in a row. Just traded Demaryius.
Just trade Demaryius, 3-6.
All right, so they got Chargers,
dude,
Steelers,
3-6. Think
Bengals.
About this. 3-6, and the Chargers are 6-2, and you think the Chargers are going to the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs are 8-1.
Yeah, they're cooked.
There's no path.
Broncos got Chargers, Steelers, Bengals, 49ers, Broncos, Raiders, Chargers. There's like one win in there for the Broncos.
They're going to be 4-12 or 5-11.
They're legit going to finish 4-12.
Yeah. I wouldn't surprise me at all. They're terrible. Vance Joseph's probably getting fired in a couple weeks, so it's...
Oh, you think? How long has he been there? Year? Two years?
This is year number 2, I think.
Okay.
He and Steve Wilkes is going to be one and done, I think, here. Maybe. We'll see.
Man.
They got to make progress. We'll see what they do toward the end of the season.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for this? This one's going to make you think. The AFC... Okay, first, I want to clarify this. In the AFC, here's the teams we have not buried. The Chargers and the Chiefs in the West.
Okay.
In the South, the Jaguars are alive, but I think if they lose next week, we're burying them. The Titans and the Texans are alive.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, the Bengals, and the Steelers are alive, but the Ravens are 4-5, and they've lost 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting close to the brink as well. So Ravens and Jacksonville close to the brink, and the only teams in the East that are still alive are the Dolphins and the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy to see that the Ravens and the Jaguars could both be deceased next week at this time, which would mean, sir, we have 8 teams left in competition in the AFC already.
Wow.
For 6 spots.
So we can't.
So the AFC's trimming down fast is what I'm trying to say here.
Damn.
Yeah. I know. Didn't see that coming, but we're headed in that direction. It's so far, it's been nice and clean. And this week, Jacksonville plays Indy on the road. Very possible they lose that game. Indy really needs to win that game. I feel like they're kind of the team on the rise, and Jacksonville's the team falling apart a little bit. And Baltimore, are they on the bye this week?
Well, they're playing.
They are. Yes, they are.
Yeah. So we got a little – maybe I guess we won't be burying them next week, but soon we could be. Okay, the NFC. Washington, Philadelphia, still alive, obviously. We've buried the Giants. The Dallas Cowboys, my friend. Are you going to do this thing? 3-5, You saw what they looked like the other night, losing to the Titans. They play at Philadelphia in what's, I don't want to say a must-win game for the Eagles, but they win this game. The Eagles are suddenly sitting pretty in Philadelphia on Sunday night. Dallas looking the way they've looked. They've got to go to Philly and win. They've got to go to Atlanta and win. The way Atlanta's been resurgent, they've got the Redskins. They've got the Saints. Mm. They've got the Eagles again in Indy. The Bucs, you know, the Bucs are tough. At the end of the year, they always steal. They always get somebody at the end of the year. They get somebody at the end of the year. They could beat the Cowboys. I just can't see it, man. I cannot see Dallas crawling out 3-5. I know the East is bad,
I think Dallas is going to finish like 6-10.
Sure.
But 6-10 is still dead.
Right. Very dead. 6-10 ain't even. Yeah. 6-10's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, 8-8, I feel like most fans think it's headed toward. If it were 6-10, they'd be pulling their hair out. And I think it probably will be.
No, whoa. How are they finishing better than 6-10? They got 3 wins right now.
No, I'm saying that I don't think they will, but I'm saying fans
like
are probably
like 3 wins is like the maximum the Cowboys are going to get the rest of the year.
Okay, then they're done. They're bad. Yeah. Cowboys are cooked. Wow, you really are in a mood. You're ready.
I mean, they're not beating the Eagles. They're not beating the Falcons. They're not beating the Saints. They're not beating the Eagles again. So out of the Redskins, Colts, Bucks, Giants.
This is the same reasoning I've used every week, though. That's why I'm surprised. And you've been like, nah, let's just be patient. You know, God works miracles.
I thought they were going to beat the freaking Titans.
Yeah,
Titans.
I did too. That was the nail in the coffin, I think. All right. The Titans
just
dead.
No, Dallas is dead.
Okay.
Dallas is dead.
Detroit.
Look forward to those first round mock drafts that we're going to be doing that don't have your team in it.
Yeah. Wow. Extremely savage, but can't say I disagree. How about Detroit? 3-5, lost 2 in a row. Just a terrible outing against Seattle and 10 sacks or 11 or something given up against Minnesota. They have to go to Chicago and play the Bears, who have been playing well. They've got the Bears again. They've got the Panthers and the Rams. They've got the Bears twice and the Panthers and the Rams in the next 4 weeks. They're 3-5 right now. They still got the Vikings and the Packers at the end of the season. Put a fork in them, man. Do it.
No.
You're keeping the Lions alive. Explain to me why.
They're going to win one of the Bears games.
It's okay.
They're going to lose the 2 Panthers games, so then it'll be 4-7, right?
Okay, they're going to lose to the Panthers and the Rams.
Yes.
And they're going to lose one of the Bears games.
Yeah. So they're 3-8.
3-8.
So then they're going to beat the Cardinals. They're going to beat the Bills 2 in a row. And then they'll be 2 in a row heading to the end of December on a hot streak.
They're going to beat the Vikings and the Packers, and then they're going to get into the playoffs at 8-8 in the NFC?
They might.
No, bro. What? That is insane. They might. That makes no sense.
They might.
How? The Bears and the Vikings are both 5-3 already.
Yeah,
they're going to finish fourth in this division. I'll bet any sum of money with you they'll finish fourth in this division. Name
Not
your price.
Him. Not burying him.
Wow. True coward. True coward. Just when I thought your colors were changing. Nope. Same old Trevor. we still didn't bury the Bucks, believe it or not. Did we not bury teams last week? My God. The Bucks are cooked, right? I don't even need to sell you on that one. Come on. Oh, my word. You're going to think about this.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
you really wanted to keep them alive.
I'm going to keep them alive. I'm going to keep them alive for one more week. And if they lose to Washington, then we're going to have a fancy ass funeral next week.
They don't even
for this
that.
For this team, for this coaching staff, for their quarterback situation, for their entire defense, for the majority of the people that are sitting at the top of their cap space.
Just move the franchise somewhere up north. Where
we're
going nice
to have
cold.
A elaborate funeral for the Buccaneers if they lose to Washington.
All right, let's get to those lines. But before we do, Trevor, we got to talk about how you can get ready at any time in the bedroom. Listen up, fellas. BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON. Locked on is the promo code, one word, locked on. Just pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. The promo code is locked on. Locked on is the promo code to try it for free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. All right, let's get to these my bookie lines, Trevor. What do we got here?
Thursday Night Football. A really interesting matchup. Carolina Panthers playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think it's a super interesting matchup because the game that I just watched this past week, it was all about Carolina dialing up a ton of pressure to the Buccaneers' offensive line. They were overwhelmed the whole time. Carolina completely dictated the game because of that. And they're going up against an offensive line that's really good in Pittsburgh. So it's almost a clashing of strengths for these kind of two teams on that side of the ball. And so that's going to be super interesting. Pittsburgh is at home for this game. They're favored by 3.5.
Yeah, this is... Steelers have been a good road team.
I'm taking the Panthers just because I think this is going to be a good game, and they're getting 3.5. They're getting more than a field goal.
Yeah. Second half of the season, the Steelers' record is pretty unbelievable. It's like they haven't had more than two losses over the second half of a season since like 2012, I want to say. I think they're
must
like
be
six
nice.
And two or 7-1 over the second half of every season since then.
Must be nice.
It is what I would describe as nice. They're favored by 3.5, you think, in this game?
Yeah, that's what it says. Yeah.
I've been really off on predicting Steeler games. This beginning of the year, I was fine. And then I've just been kind of waiting for that next loss. And I thought last week was going to be it. And I feel like I'm bordering on pessimistic here by continuing to pick them to lose. But man, Panthers have just played really, really well. And I think that short week does kind of favor the home team, I would figure. But I do feel like the Steelers are kind of due for a letdown performance. And I really haven't played on many Thursday nights, at least not that I can remember. So, I don't know. I think the Panthers. But it could go either way. I wouldn't bet this game. Let's put it that way.
Panthers are getting 3.5. It's easy. The Buffalo Bills are playing the New York Jets.
Oh, first of all, don't watch.
The Jets are favored by 6.5.
No, that's going to come down, though, because Darnold's ruled out.
Yeah, but Nathan Peterman's the other quarterback.
Oh, yeah, right. Good point. The Jets. Josh McCown magic.
I will never, ever bet on Nathan Peterman.
Yes.
I'm going with the Jets.
Good policy for life.
Atlanta Falcons, who are playing some really good ball, going up against the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are at home in this matchup, but the Falcons are the ones who are favored by 5.5.
Give me Atlanta.
Ooh.
They can't lose, and the Browns are cooked. And they get Deion Jones back. Right?
Deion Jones practiced this week.
Okay, maybe not back. I think... Well, I think he'll play.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
The 5.5's a lot, though.
No. It's a touchdown. That's a Calvin Ridley special right there. That's it. He's got like 8 touchdowns this year, I think. Something like that.
7.
7. It's a baller. Yeah.
All right, fine.
You always add one to make it seem more extreme, by the way. Lying 101.
Sorry. New Orleans Saints at the Cincinnati Bengals. Saints on the road, favored by 6.
Bengals. Saints coming off a big emotional win. They were amped up all week. They were talking trash. They were like, Ravens better come see us. You know, they had the whole celebration planned out. It's all, you know, this is going to be a little bit of a letdown game. Cincinnati needs a win. Letdown game right here.
Yeah, here's the thing. Ain't nobody covering Alvin Kamara on that Bengals defense.
That's true.
Nobody. So I'm taking the Saints.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
The Saints cover 6. I probably should. 6 is a lot of points against a team that's 5-3, especially one that's at home. I think all the signs point to you being the smarter man there, but I'll take the X factor in Kamara and see what he does with it. Washington traveling to Tampa Bay. The Bucs are favored by 3, probably because Washington's roster at this point looks like an extended hospital list. They have 13 players on IR, John.
Yeah, It's terrible. I think the Bucks win. The Washington is just so the Chargers in every way. I know we've said this for weeks now, but it's just amazing how true it is. I mean, they are just the Chargers. Like, from the injuries to the losing games, you can't lose after winning games you shouldn't have won. It's everything. It's just they're the spitting image of each other. And, yeah, this is Tampa Bay is going to win.
November games at home in Tampa Bay are just the games that Tampa loses. It's just like the way that it happens. But I will say the Buccaneers win this week.
I think the Bucs win, and then I think they go on a losing streak. Who's after this?
At New York, then hosting the 49ers.
I think they lose to the Giants. Oh my!
So nice call there.
They're
going
to lose to the Giants, and then they're going to beat the 49ers. Then they're going to lose five in a row.
Then they go Panthers, Saints, Cowboys, Ravens, Falcons.
Yeah, they'll lose all those games.
All right, I'll pick the Bucks too. Why not?
They'll finish New England Patriots 5-11.
There you go. There you go. That's a top 10 draft pick right there. New England Patriots facing the Tennessee Titans. Patriots are favored by 7 on the road. Titans suck. Patriots are good, but 7's a lot.
It's not that much when you're that much better. Patriots are going to win.
It's the NFL, man.
Patriots. Teams lose by 7.
Oh, man.
Just said the Titans sucked.
Man, they do really suck.
You're deliberating.
Seven's a lot
today
in the NFL, man.
Be decisive.
7's a lot of points in the NFL. It's not just about who's going to win. There's a reason why there's a line involved, yeah, John.
Right, but Patriots are going to win by more than 7.
All right, I'll pick the Patriots.
No, pick the Titans. Be bold.
All right, fine. I'll pick the Titans.
There
suck
we go.
It.
Good. Joe Morena, if you're scoring that at home, that was a Titans pick for Trevor. Can't wait.
Miami Dolphins traveling to Green Bay.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The bowl, the nobody wants it bowl.
What do you think the Packers are favored by here?
4.
Is that home? It's in Lambeau.
5.
10.5.
Oh, my goodness. Miami.
Yeah.
Miami. Man, when's the last time a 3-4-1 team with a losing record at this point in the season was favored by 10.5 over a team?
Get out of here.
That's wild. Watch, Packers will crush them.
Jeez. Jacksonville Jaguars at the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you think's favored in this game? Indianapolis at home.
Indianapolis by 2.5.
3.5. Nobody favors anybody by 2.5. Grow up,
I'm
John.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville. I think they'll lose, but I think they'll lose by like 1 point. I think it's going to be super close.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jacksonville, too. I'm going to take the points.
If Jacksonville loses, we're cooking them.
Yeah.
That's a promise right there.
That's true. Detroit Lions at Chicago Bears. Chicago is favored by 7.
No, Lions. I think the Bears win, but I think it's close. Bears just don't have a tough schedule. Yeah. Because they were so bad last year that they're playing like all the other bottom teams, but man, I don't know.
Do they keep it within 7? Oh yeah, I'm gonna say they keep it within 7.
Yeah,
I'll say they keep it within 7. Arizona Cardinals. Oh my God. Oh,
17 points.
My God,
is it 17 points?
The Arizona Cardinals at the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs, obviously, at home. What do you think they're favored by?
17.
It's 17.5.
Oh. I wouldn't bet on it, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs, too. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've never seen a line that high in my life.
I feel like last year the Patriots had some 18-point line over the Browns, I think, maybe at the end of the year. I forget, but
Cardinals
but yeah,
are spotted 17 points.
It's a bad combination right there, man. You got the worst offense in the NFL right now and a team that's starting to find themselves as a pass rush group a little bit against the worst offensive line in the NFL. And then on the other side of things, their secondary's been kind of a mess, and Chiefs are what they are. I just, yeah. Can't see it ending well for the old Cardinals.
Man.
Just hope Josh Rosen lives. That's the prayer every week.
Los Angeles Chargers at the Oakland Raiders. Chargers are favored by 10.5 on the road.
You know, man, this is one of those games, isn't it? Where the Raiders just got embarrassed 10 days ago, and it's just been 10 days of them taking it on the chin. And the Chargers are riding high. They got past the last game that I thought, personally, I thought it would be an upset. I thought that they were going to find a way to lose to Seattle. They didn't. They haven't beaten anybody really good, the Chargers, but here they are, 5 games, 1 in a row now, going into Oakland, feeling pretty good. And not only are the Raiders going to be the pick here, the Raiders are going to win this game. I refuse to give – the Chargers have scarred me. I refuse to give them credit.
I'm picking the Raiders here, but you're out of your mind. They're not winning this game.
Okay. That was a little bold of me. I'm not going to lie. But
I'm picking the Raiders.
So, hypothetically, the Chargers should win the next 2 games, the Raiders and the Broncos and the Cardinals. They should win the next 3 games, okay? They should be 9-2 going into a stretch against the Steelers, Bengals, Chiefs, Ravens, which is obviously about as tough as it gets in the AFC, and then the Broncos again to finish the season.
So they'll finish 11-5.
That seems about right. Yeah. But right when they lose this Raiders game, it'll be like
right 10 on the road to Super Bowl. Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Rams. Rams favored by 10. Seahawks coming off a win.
No, Seahawks
Rams
lost.
Coming off a loss.
Seahawks
oh, wait.
Lost to the Chargers.
Lose
to the Chargers.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Sorry. I got to mix up.
I'm going with the Seahawks. I think the Rams win, but I think it's closer than that. Seahawks are fighting for their season here. That's going to
Yeah, and they're going to lose it. I'm taking the Rams.
Yeah, I think they'll lose it, but you think the Rams will win by more than 10?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay. All right.
The Dallas Cowboys traveling to Philadelphia, Sunday night game. Okay. Philly is favored at home, divisional home game, by 7.5. Can Dak Prescott do it? Can Jason Garrett save his job that's not at risk?
Here's my big thing. I don't think Dallas is better when I say this. I just don't trust the Eagles right now. Even when they've won games, it's been real shaky, man. I think Philly wins, but I think it's closer than that. Like, what'd you say, 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's closer than that. So I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
I do agree with you. I agree with you.
Dang. Oh, well.
Final game. Hold on, if I can find it. It's in a weird
I can
order.
Tell you what it is.
It's the New York Giants at the San Francisco 49ers.
Monday Night Football for the first pick in the draft.
San Francisco is favored by 3.5.
You know what, Trevor? If you're giving
Shut up.
Nick
Shut up.
Mullins points, I'll never bet against him. The GOAT. 49ers win.
He's
big. Nick Mullin.
He doesn't get points.
For the Pro Bowl.
The Niners are favored by 3.5.
Oh, sorry. Still, Nick Mullins. Still. Nick Mullins forever.
Hey.
I haven't seen one throw of his from the other night except for the Kittle
Never
pass.
Give Saquon Barkley points. That is what they say. And they are correct.
Going with the Giants.
I'll take the Giants just for fun.
Okay. All right. Fine to be wrong. It's no big deal.
There you go.
I don't think that's a problem. All right, there you go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Week 10, our picks. Go over to mybookie.com and bet. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and enjoy yourself a little bit this weekend. Have some fun, win some money, win big today, and lay down some cash. We will be back tomorrow with the Super Show, with the Draft Dudes podcast, a little fun show lineup for you guys, talking about college football and playoff scenarios in college football, and covered a lot of territory, man. It was a lot of fun. So excited to get that one out to you guys as well. And then next week, Ben Solak and Brad Kelly will be on the podcast. Brad will be in and out a little bit on the podcast with you guys, talking topics all week next week and picking these games too. They're going to pick in my stead, so better be good.
They're
going to have to pick in my stead because I will be gone. I will be off on my vacation trip. So until then, you keep it locked right here, ladies and gentlemen, on Locked On NFL Draft.